So, Shibika, we've been talking about your accident and how this has changed your life and how you spent almost a month in
True.
bed. So, how did that month in bed change your daily routine? Like, did you experience any trouble brushing your teeth at night?
Yeah,
Was it
like
hard for you to eat? Was it hard for you to go to the bathroom? How was that for you?
right. Every bit of it changed because like you use your hands to do everything, you know, in your daily routine, from sleeping to eating to everything. So basically, yeah, and initially it was really frustrating because for everything, even while getting up from bed to going to the bathroom, as you said, or eating by yourself, I needed help. I needed assistance. But then I just tried to do it by myself because I used to not like to call my mom or call somebody for every small thing, you know, to help me. So I tried to do it by myself, or I used to use my left hand while doing it. So it was interesting rather, and I developed new hobbies because I had to be on bed the whole time, so I couldn't really go out. So I started reading. I picked up reading, and
Really?
I used to
What
watch.
kind of hobbies?
Yeah, exactly. Like reading, I used to read a lot, and then I used to play video games a lot. I got really hooked up to that. So I used to play video games and watch movies and stuff. Activities that did not require a lot of effort.
Okay, wow. That's really great. So on a daily routine, so for did could you eat your food at the same time, like breakfast, lunch, dinner? Could you eat regular food?
Yeah, I could eat regular food, but I had to eat it from my left hand. I had to brush my teeth from the other hand, and like anything, I couldn't really move one hand completely. It was tied to a sling that was tied across my neck, so I couldn't move that hand at all. And if anything required both my hands, like if I had to wash my face or something, I had to ask my mom to do it for me. So, yeah.
So, how long did it take you to heal?
It took me a month and a half to actually be, you know, allowed. After a month and a half, the plaster was opened and the sling was taken out, and then I could actually move. But after that, also, the doctor advised me not to pick up any heavy luggage or not to
Okay.
put any strain on that hand.
So, still today, do you still have any constraints from your accident?
Not really constraints, but sometimes, like, I can't go to the gym and I can't exercise with my hands, or, you know, sometimes I forget that that hand was injured, so I can't really put a lot of weight on that hand still.
I'm really glad that you're healthier now and that you can start living your life normally.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you so much.